Hello, this is Mike Marsh, G1IAR, with the TX News podcast of the GB2RS National News for Sunday, the 11th of September, 2022, supplied by the Radio Society of Great Britain and brought to you by TX Factor. The news headlines: the death of Queen Elizabeth II, Bletchley Park and the NRC open, and EMF lecture and workshop at the RSGB convention. We are deeply saddened by the death of Queen Elizabeth II, and our thoughts are with the King and all members of the royal family at this very sad time. Bletchley Park Museum, and hence the National Radio Centre, will remain open in the coming days, but will be closed for the day of the Queen's funeral. More information will follow once the date of the funeral has been announced. There will be EMF compliance events at the RSGB convention on the 8th and the 9th of October. On the morning of Saturday the 8th, John Rogers, Mike Zero, Julie Alpha Victor of the RSGB, ARRL and IRTS EMF team will give an update on EMF compliance developments. This will include the updated RSGB EMF compliance app and results of some measurements made. Then, on the Sunday morning, team members Peter Zollman, G4DSE, and Ian White, GM3SEK, will run an open compliance clinic. If you've already carried out an EMF compliance assessment, but are not sure how the results relate to your situation, they will work through some site-specific cases to put principles into practice. Please check the convention timetable for final details. And if you've got any questions, by the way, email them in advance to emc.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. The July edition of the IIU Monitoring Service Region 1 newsletter is now available, and in this issue you can read more about how over-the-horizon radars were the most obvious transmissions causing harm to our amateur radio HF bands. The front runner was the Russian Container, with a bandwidth of 12 kHz at 40 symbols per second, received in all bands from 40 to 12 metres. The others, sending short bursts with bandwidths of 10 kHz at 50 symbols per second, were also very active and were mostly observed on the 20 and the 15 meter bands. If you'd like to check out the full report, head over online to iaru-r1.org. Word has just arrived via the South African Radio League that three new African countries have joined the ranks of 5 MHz or 60 meter operators. They are Botswana, Lesotho and Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland. Each has a new WRC 15 amateur secondary allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5, and this now makes a total of 89 countries on the band worldwide, thanks to Zulu Sierra 4 Bravo Sierra and the SARL for all the information. All three UK amateur radio exams may now be taken online at this year's RSGB convention. The foundation and intermediate exam will take place on Saturday, and the full exam will take place on Sunday morning. Places must have been booked prior to the 26th of September cutoff date, and applications will not be accepted on the day. For booking inquiries, please drop an email to exams@rsgb.org.uk. That is your headline news. Now it's time for details of rallies and events. And following the sad news of the death of Queen Elizabeth II, the RSGB recommends that anyone attending amateur radio rallies or events should check that they are actually going ahead before travelling. If you've got details of rallies and events that you'd like us to publicise, do get in touch at radcom@rsgb.org.uk on the emails, and we'll publicise your event in Radcom, on GB2RS and online. So, Sunday the 11th, the Ripon Radio Rally is going to be held at the Hugh Ripley Hall in Ripon, postcode Hotel Golf 4 to Papa Tango. Doors open for traders from 7am and to the public at 10am. It'll cost you £3 to get in, and please note that the bring and buy is upstairs. The cost for the bring and buy is £1 per item to local charity, whether it's sold or not. Western Super Mare Radio Society's Radio and Electronics Rally on the 25th of September will be held at the Campus Community Centre. Postcode for that one, Bravo Sierra 247 Delta X-Ray. And as a mark of respect for Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the Keister Lifeboat Radio Rally, which was due to be held this coming Sunday the 11th, has now been postponed. Please also note that the Angel of the North Rally, due to be held on the 17th of September, has also been postponed. Special events news now, and the Paisley Amateur Radio Club will be operating the special event call sign GB0DOD from the Methodist Centre Hall on 2 Gore Street in Paisley, where the postcode is PA11EP, on Saturday the 17th of September. It's part of the Paisley Doors Open Day, when historic buildings throughout the town will be open to the public, and club members will be demonstrating voice, digital and Morse modes on HF, VHF and UHF. Chris Papa Alpha 2, Charlie Hotel Romeo and Lynn's Papa Alpha 3, Charlie Mike Charlie, will be active from 4 Uniform 1 ITU, that's the International Amateur Radio Club station at the ITU HQ in Geneva, on the air from 13th to the 16th of September. They'll be operating from 1800 to 0600 UTC with JT65B as their preferred mode on 144 MHz and probably Q65 60B on 432 MHz as well. If you get a contact, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or direct to IARC at PO Box 6, 1211 Geneva 20 in Switzerland. And remaining in Switzerland this week, we go back in time to 1847, when Switzerland's first train connection from Zurich to Baden in South Germany began its service. To celebrate the 175th anniversary of the Swiss railways, a special call, HB175 Rail, will be active from the 1st of September through to the 31st of October. QSL is via Logbook of the World and certificates are available. Search HB175 Rail on QRZ.com for all the information. DX News time now, and a team will be active as 5 Romeo 8 Charlie Golf, 5 Romeo 8 Mike Mike, 5 Romeo 8 Whiskey Golf, and 5 Romeo 8 Whiskey Papa from Nosy Bee Island, which is at Alpha Foxtrot 057 in Madagascar, on the air from 11th to the 22nd of October. They'll be operating CWSSB, RTTY and FT8 on the 6 to 160 metre bands with two stations. The logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World when they get back. Daniel, Lima Uniform 9, Foxtrot Hotel Foxtrot. Pablo, Lima Uniform 7, Mike Tango, Jose Luis, Lima Uniform 1, Foxtrot Mike, and Alejandro, Lima Uniform 8, Yankee Delta, will be active from San Andres Island at November Alpha 033 from the 16th to the 25th of September. They'll be operating using SSB, FT8, FT4 and CW on the 6 to 160 meter bands. FM satellite operations are also planned in QSL 5 Juliet 0 Delta X-ray direct to Lima Uniform 9, Foxtrot Hotel Foxtrot. Mike Victor Echo 6 Tango Charlie will be active as Zulu Lima 4 / Victor Echo 6 Tango Charlie from Stewart Island at Oscar Charlie 203 until early October. He's on the air most days between 0300 and 0800 UTC on the 20 meter band using SSB and CW. QSL is via Victor Echo 6 Tango Charlie direct or via the Bureau, and Mike will upload his log to Logbook of the World and EQSL when he gets back to Canada. Massa, Juliet Alpha 0, Romeo Quebec Victor, expects to be active again as Alpha 35 Juliet Papa from OC049, which is Tonga, from the 20th of August until the 24th of September. In his spare time, he'll be on the air using CW SSB FT8 on 80 to 6 metres, and if you get a contact, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or do it to the Bureau via Juliet Alpha 0, Romeo Quebec Victor. And the weekend of the WAEDX SSB contest runs for 48 hours, ending at 23:59 on Sunday the 11th, using the 3.5 to 28 MHz bands where contests are permitted. EU stations should only work, non-EU stations, and the exchange's signal report and serial number. Sunday the 11th of September also has the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 GHz contest on the air from 0900 to 1700 using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. Contest news time now, and this weekend it's the WADX SSB contest. It ends its 48-hour run on Sunday the 11th at 23:59. Using the 3.5 to 28 megahertz bands where contests are permitted, EU stations should only work non-EU stations, and the exchange's signal report and serial number. Sunday the 11th, we've got the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigahertz contest running 0900 to 1700 using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And into next week now, Tuesday, the 432 megahertz FM activity contest is on the air from 1800 through 1855. It's followed by the all mode 432 megahertz UK activity contest on the air from 1900 through 2130. The exchange is the same for both, and it is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the CW leg of the 432 megahertz FT8 activity contest runs from 1900 through 2030, and the exchange there is your report and your four character locator. Thursday, we've got the 70 megahertz UK activity contest running 1900 through 2130. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Into next weekend now, next Sunday the 18th, it is the IRTS 70 centimetres counties contest. It's on the air from 1300 to 1330 UTC using SSB and FM, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, and Irish stations will also give their county. Also next Sunday, the IRTS 2 metres counties contest is on the air from 1300 through 1500 UTC. Using SSB and FM, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Again, Irish stations will give their county. And the BARTG Sprint PSK 63 contest is on the air next Sunday, the 18th, from 1700 to 2100 UTC using the 3.5 to 28 megahertz bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is just serial number. And finally, the 70 megahertz AFS contest takes place between 0900 and 1200 UTC. This is next Sunday. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Radio propagation report time now. It's compiled this week by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Friday the 9th of September. And what a week we've just had. The KP index stayed at 4 or more for most of the week thanks to an enhanced solar wind stream. And this continued to stir up geomagnetic activity with a minor G1 storm conditions. Visible aurora have also been reported at higher latitudes. Sunspot region 3089 has now rotated behind the sun's west limb, which may help with conditions as it was responsible for an M-class solar flare on the 5th. A major space weather event took place during the week, but luckily it was on the far side of the sun. A large full halo coronal mass ejection became visible on image courtesy both from LASCO and the Stereo Ahead spacecraft, and it was possibly connected with the active region 3088, which will rotate back into view in the next week, so perhaps look out for more disturbed conditions. News of sunspots has become almost secondary to the geomagnetic reports, but at the time of writing, there were 5 active regions facing the Earth and a solar flux index of 126. This has remained roughly static all week. Despite the disturbed conditions, ionospheric propagations remain good at times, with MUFs over 3,000 Ks exceeding 21 megahertz, according to propquest.co.uk. Now, this may mainly be due to a seasonal change in the ionosphere, but we also are seeing MUFs rising as we go further into autumn. Meanwhile, 14 megahertz may remain more reliable for DX, while the higher bands may provide more fleeting openings. A quick tip, the feed from the Chiltern Digisonde on PropQuest, it's not been terribly reliable recently, so we recommend switching to Fairford data and refreshing the display for the best results if need be. Now, next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index may remain in the mid-120s. Geomagnetic conditions are due to be unsettled again, and we may see the KP index rise to 4, especially around the 13th to the 15th. Otherwise, expect it to be sat around 3. VHF and upwards now, and the large, slow, low pressure that brought numerous heavy showers and thunderstorms to dent the drought has started to drift away to the east and will allow one more low and an area of rain to affect the country at the end of this weekend and early into the coming week. There's still an opportunity for some good rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, but eventually it seems that high pressure may try to return around the middle of the week. Not a very strong signal, and the models suggest that low pressure is back again by the end of the week, meaning not an especially good and probably quite a short-lasting tropo event. So, no rain scatter on the gigahertz band is the primary mode, followed by a hint of tropo midweek, and then don't forget about meteor scatter as well, and some aurora as occasional long shots. The Epsilon Perseids meteor shower is still active, and the Sextantid shower gets underway this week as well. The geomagnetic field has been very disturbed lately, and there have been some good aurora openings recently, so you've probably already been keeping an eye on the KP index, haven't you? Anything above 5 should be worth checking out. With the moon at positive declination from today and past last Wednesday's perigee, expect low but increasing path losses and lengthening moon windows. 144 megahertz sky noise is low all week, not exceeding 500 Kelvin until next Saturday night. And that's it from the propagation team for another week. And that's it from your GB2RS national news team for the UK from around the world this week on what's turned out to be a very sad and moving week for everybody in the UK and around the world. Don't forget, your regional GB2RS news will be on the air, read by your GB2RS newsreader. All you got to do is track down the nearest newsreader to you, and you can do that by heading over to txfactor.co.uk, download that PDF file on the GB2RS news tab, and you'll find out exactly who your local newsreader is. I'm Mike Marsh, G1IAR, reporting with the TX News weekly podcast of GB2RS. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here next week with the very latest update of GB2RS News.